The city of Santa Monica, beautiful Santa Monica, where actually was the first city, one of the first dates I ever took my wife. We've been married for 13 years. We got two beautiful kids. The beautiful city of Santa Monica has just approved a new apartment complex for the homeless that will cost a staggering $1 million per unit. This is $123 million project that will include 122 units. It was approved, get this, days after an audit found California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness between 2018 and 2023, but they didn't track it. So they have no idea where this massive outpouring of public money, where did it go? How did it benefit? How did it work? Well, guess what? It hasn't. The problem is 10 times worse than it ever has been in the history of our state. And this is considered a win by greasy, lion-ass dog, LAD, Gavin Newsom. I'm going to share a video right here that really is just, please watch this entire video. I'm sharing this for two reasons. Number one, California is the fifth largest economy in the entire world. It is a state that I live in, that I love with every fiber of my being. It has pained me beyond measure to see the deterioration of this great state, much like cities and locations like New York, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, and more, all over our beautiful country due to these egregious leaders. But maybe even more important than that, maybe that's selfish because of my utmost love of this state. But more importantly, these are the policies that are going to bleed, because this is a cancer. This ideology, this woke mind virus ideology, it is a parasitic contagion. It will spread like wildfire. I mean, it already kind of has, to be honest with you. But this is the guy. This is the woke mind anti-American, send all of our aid to Ukraine party. This is their all-star. This is their MVP. This is their up-and-comer. Because we all know Tombstone Biden can't do jack. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. And we also know Commie Kamala is probably more hated than Trump. So this is their guy. So I want you to watch this video very, very carefully. We need to share this out and raise awareness as much as possible. What's really important about this video is I want you to look at the timeline.
What we call a 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness in San Francisco.
How are you going to solve homelessness? What are you going to do as a new mayor? And I say, well, what are you going to do?
Focus on a housing first model, direct access to housing.
Shelter, solve sleep, housing with wraparound and support services, solve homelessness.
Homelessness absolutely can be solved.
Laid out a detailed homeless strategy. There's been no intentionality on homelessness in this state for decades. It's not been a focus.
I don't think we can solve homelessness. I know we can solve homelessness. We will reduce street homelessness quickly and humanely through emergency action.
The highest investment the state's ever made is $1 billion on homelessness. We are poised to pass a budget in the next few hours that will provide $12 billion of investments.
I can literally quantify 58,000 people that we got off the streets last year, and none of you would believe it.
The state has not made progress in the last two decades as it relates to homelessness.
Why?
We're not interested in funding failure. We're not interested in failing more efficiently when it comes to the issue of homelessness.
You could see by that timeline, it started in 2008, and every year, lie after lie, billion dollar after billions of dollars after billions of dollars of our hard-earned money, of our taxpayer dollars, wasted. The problem has just gotten worse year after year after decade after decade. Now we're into, so what's going to stop this in 2035, 2034, 2044? What's going to stop this? If this is the precedent, if this is the strategy, There's no stopping this. And God knows where that $23 billion went. I have a pretty good idea. I think you do too. Let me know in the comments. What do you think? Why do you think the homelessness situation has gotten worse when we've invested billions and billions of dollars? And where did the money go? The audit shows there's no way of tracking. Are you not? I mean, show me a business. Show me any entity that could avoid fraud, felony, jail, prison time by implementing these same business practices, by cooking the books, by not being able to track. We're not talking thousands. We're not talking hundreds. We're not talking millions. We're talking billions of taxpayer dollars. Cannot be tracked, cannot be found. This is insanity. And this is what's going to happen to America. He wants to make America California. That's his slogan. He doesn't want to make America great. He wants to fund the donors. He wants to help his Hollywood elites. He is working with the Obama, Clinton, Oprah cult consortium. So he talks a good game. He's greasy. He's slick. He's good looking. My mom, he's so good looking. I love his hair. These are important times that require important, serious people. We don't need a Brad Pitt. We don't need a Tom Cruise right now. We need real people who have real solutions. But the problem is people go for the glitz and the glam and the superficiality, which is why we need to share these videos. We need to tap that thumbs up. We need these videos to spread like wildfire. If you're an educator, if you're a professor, you need to show these videos to your students. You need to share these with your neighbors. This is the truth of the matter. And Santa Monica, this beautiful city, this beautiful coastal city, probably one of the last havens, semblances of Southern California, at least Los Angeles. I don't live in Los Angeles, thank God. It's the last kind of city there that had any semblance of the old veneer and beauty that LA had to offer. Like I said, I took my wife there on one of our very first dates. We've been married 13 years, beautiful city. There was a homelessness crisis back then, back in 2008, 2009, when I went out with my wife when we first met. I mean, it's gotten worse billions and billions of dollars later. He hasn't done nothing. He won't do anything. This isn't going to solve anything. And on top of that, I mean, just from a, maybe I'm nuts. Let me know in the comments. But just from a practical sensibility, please enlighten me here. A unit that is worth $1 million is costing taxpayers I have to pay for people who have decided to destroy their lives with either alcohol, drugs, fentanyl, God knows what else, decided they don't want to contribute to society, decided they don't want to. I mean, isn't this America? Isn't this where my parents, who were immigrants, came to this country with nothing? They weren't offered $1 million unit in beautiful Santa Monica. No, they had to fight, scrap, claw, sweat, bleed, cry every single day to get where they are. So my brother and I could have these amazing opportunities. That's America. America is not, here you go. Here's $1 million apartment unit in beautiful coastal Santa Monica for doing drugs, being an alcoholic, being a rapist, being a criminal, being a dreg of society. Why are we sympathizing with the dregs of society? Why are we giving help and aid to the dregs of society? Am I nuts? Am I nuts? What about the hardworking people in America? Do we get anything? Do you get anything? How many single moms out there? How many people have multiple jobs? Let me know in the comments. How many of you have to work two or three jobs just to pay rent, just to get groceries, just to allow your kids to have decent clothes and decent meals? I mean, paying bills. It's insane. Where's our help? I want $1 million unit in Santa Monica. Why are we rewarding people who have turned their backs on society, people who don't embody American values and principles, and we're penalizing off the sweat and backs of hardworking, decent American citizens who abide by law and order, who are doing their best to contribute to society, who are working and busting their humps, bleeding, sweating every single day. Why? Does that make me a right-wing extremist? Am I a racist? Am I a bigot? Am I unempathetic? Am I heartless? Am I cold for thinking this? I mean, this is insanity. $1 million unit in one of the most beautiful, renowned coastal cities in the world, Santa Monica? It just makes no sense. It just makes absolutely no sense. And if you don't want, this is going to happen. Imagine they're going to come to your neighborhood. And you know what's going to happen with this? We're going to see huge upticks in crime. We're going to see dirt, slime. You give these guys $1 million homes, you're basically just saying continue being a complete and utter train wreck of a human being. Continue being a lunkhead, a worthless, non-contributing, anti-American, anti-citizen. That's what you're basically saying. We're basically saying, hey, you can do whatever you want. You think this is going to turn around anything? It looks good for the optics. It looks good during a consequential election year, right? Especially for all the momos who voted these idiots in office. But what's going to happen to Santa Monica? It's going to be the most unlivable, uninhabitable area in all of California. And it's coming to a city and state near you. If we don't raise awareness, if we don't stop these complete corrupt, just completely egregious leaders exploiting the homeless, exploiting these poor suffering individuals who need actual real help. What they need is they need mental help. They need mental health care. What you're doing is you're putting a Band-Aid on a surgical wound, you know, that's bleeding profusely. This is not going to solve it. You need to go at the root cause. The root cause is they need mental help before you give them a house. It's absolutely insane. But again, I'm happy to be wrong. Am I wrong, Nez Nation? Let me know in the comments. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. What am I missing? Tell me what I'm missing. I would love to hear from you. You got to tap that thumbs up, Nez Nation. You got to share this out with as many people as you can. We cannot afford to have these people setting policy for the rest of us. They've ruined California. They've destroyed Los Angeles, this once renowned city. One of the biggest cities, one of the best economies in the world. They've ruined it. It's coming to a city and town near you. You've got to raise awareness. We got to talk to our neighbors. We got to talk to strangers. We got to talk to people in the grocery line, at the post office, everywhere you go, at the ATM. We got to start raising awareness. This is insanity. The best way to do it is to share this video and tap that thumbs up. It's free. Just tap that thumbs up. As always, I look forward to hearing from you, Nez Nation. Let me know in the comments what's going on. What do you think of all this stuff? What do you think of this Santa Monica approving these billions of dollars are already missing. Is this going to help? Am I missing something? Let me know. As always, super chats and members get top priority. So consider becoming a member. It only costs you a cup of coffee to support the truth here. I do all this stuff for free. We're a mom and pop organization. My wife and I, grassroots. We are not, you know, these big corporate entities that have 50 reporters and 50 people out there researching. We do all the qualitative and quantitative research on our own. So all the money goes back into the channel. So consider becoming a member. You get exclusive badges next to your name in live streams. We have our exclusive members only Discord. You get exclusive perks, content, etc. The whole nine yards. Coming soon. Consider becoming a member. Also, if you made it this far, at the very least, become a free member of our Nez Nation Insider newsletter. It's free. So you can sign up for free and you get all of these videos, live streams, new updates, current stories, top stories, breaking news right to your inbox. It's absolutely free. It's in the pinned comment, in the show notes, and in the description. Make sure you click on that link. Click on the option for free newsletter. All you got to do is pop in your best email. Bada boom, bada bing. You're in. You're in the greatest community on planet Earth. As always, Nez Nation, check out these videos coming up right now that I just posted. They're amazing. I love you. God bless you. And may God bless America. I'll see you soon.